Right, if you remember the last time I took the morning service, I spoke about the bread. And I'm going to continue now, but not speaking about the bread, I'm going to speak about the wine. The wine which has just as much importance in this, what we've all just partaken of. In itself, it's just juice. Just like the bread is just bread. Bought from a shop. Probably just like the wine and the bread which we read about in Scripture. When Jesus first broke it at the Passover. It has great significance. That's what makes the difference. It has great importance. Why is it described as blood? Why his blood? Jesus' blood. Well, just like I did with the bread, in the description of bread, I'm jumping back into Old Testament times. Now, one thing you notice within Old Testament scripture is they sure do use a lot of blood. It seems that it's sacrifice after sacrifice and blood after blood. Cleansing and offering and giving back unto the Lord. But one thing to me in Old Testament time, which is the very thing which is Jesus is taking part in New Testament time, which sticks out regarding blood, is the Passover itself. All the children of God at this time, when it happened, the blood had great significance. In Exodus 12:13, it says, "The blood will be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. No destructive plague touch you when I strike Egypt." What great significance that blood had in the Old Testament. What a triumph for the power of blood. But this blood, which it speaks of here, is not the blood of our Lord. It's not the blood of Jesus. And things progressed as we read through Scripture into New Testament. And although at this time in the Old Testament it acted, for sake of a word, as a protective cover, it was only temporary. It was only temporary in its standing. And then as we go on in Old Testament, we see that sacrificial blood was still required. Then came the answer. Amen. In Jesus. Jesus, our Lord, our Saviour. Jesus, the reason why we're here. The reason why we're covered now. In 1 Corinthians 11, 25, a verse which is well known to us, it commemorates this, what we've just done. And it says there, in the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." What powerful words they are. A new covenant. A new bond. Between our Lord and his people. Between our Lord and you. Between our Lord and me. A new covenant. A new bond. The Last Supper came and went, as did his death on the cross. But this sacrifice had purpose, had meaning, and essentially had total triumph forevermore. Triumph over death. But this blood is not a blood which needs to be continuously sacrificed, continuously laid out. It's a blood that was laid out once and for all. It's a blood that has given each one of us a total covering. It's a blood that makes the difference for us, children of God. In Ephesians 1:7, it says, "In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace." What a great difference is now apparent in this blood. The sacrifice of animals is no longer required. It's all in this blood. The difference has been made through Jesus' blood. What we remember at this time in partaking of this juice is that sacrifice. That total triumph. What difference is now available to us? What when Jesus broke bread and drank the wine and gave it to his disciples, it was just bread and wine. At this point now, we have again just bread and juice. But there is a difference. Something's taken place which has given an answer, which has given a way. In Ephesians 2:13 it says, "But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ." Before this, there was a separation. There was a division. There was a certain things which needed to be put in place for us even to get close to our God, our Father. But now, there is a difference. Through that blood, through the blood of Christ, through what we're doing this morning, we're being brought near. Christ is at his side now. Nothing can separate us from it or to it. Covered by his blood, the risen King. The cross is empty. The blood has been shed. And Christ is now part of us, in us, around us, covering us, leading us, guiding us, forgiving us, redeeming us. And it's all because of his blood. Nothing else but the sacrifice that took place would have been sufficient to save us, sufficient to put us in the position that we are now, as sons and daughters of a living God, a living Saviour, a living Redeemer. And it's all through his blood. In Scripture, Jesus said, "This is my blood." It's a sign. It's a way. It's the way. And it's your way. Because it's the only way, through his blood. It's the perfect covering. Just as we read of the Passover, a story which we all know in Old Testament, that what was required for them to pass over, to leave the children of Israel as they were. This is a requirement for each one of us to remember the body and the blood which was shed for me and for you, because it's such a wonderful thing that we can now stand at side of our Lord. That there's nothing separating us. That way has been made. And it's all because of the blood. Amen.